I've often read some passages in Scripture and said out loud, "Lord, that's impossible." This is Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm talking about the missions impossible of the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is a good example. It says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I remember being with a friend who had just torn her favorite blouse on a table in a restaurant, and like any of us, she was fuming and fussing about it, and she said, "Lord, do I have to give thanks for this?" We both laughed, but isn't that so typical of us? Was Paul serious about giving thanks in all circumstances? Sure seems like mission impossible. Well, you'll notice one small word there, in. We give thanks in, not necessarily for, all circumstances. There are circumstances which are not from God. There are problems we encounter because others are doing wrong. There's evil all around us which is not of God. Therefore, we are not expected to give thanks for all things, but in all things. Now, that means when I rip the blouse, or when I've got a headache, or when I've just received some bad news, when there's not enough money to pay the bills this month, when my health is poor, when someone dear to me has died, I still can say, "I thank you, Jesus," in the midst of this. However, keep this in mind, God's not asking us to celebrate poor circumstances. We don't have to pretend that everything's okay and we're happy about negative happenings. But right in the midst of them, in spite of your feelings, you force the words of thankfulness from your mouth, and in obedience by faith, you give thanks in all circumstances. God will honor your obedience. Don't wait until you feel thankful. That may never happen. Just obey God and give thanks with the fruit of your lips, words. You'll be amazed to see what happens to you when you learn to live by this mission impossible. Give thanks in all circumstances. I want to invite you to our weekend getaway coming up April 17 through 19 here in the Chicago area. This is our 32nd year to host these retreats, and they are really special. God shows up in a big way. We have Damaris Carbaugh and Carol Kent coming to speak. Great music, great fellowship, and I hope you will join me. You'll find all the details on our website, and you'll see there how you can get a copy of Damaris's CD, Walk With Me, for a donation in any amount. That web address is christianworkingwoman.org.